Yes, I'd like to wish everyone a beautiful, beautiful Shabbos. I hope everything's going well. So by Gershon, it says, I think I said Moshe Aaron and did the call to Hashem, but it doesn't say the word Biyad Moshe. By Kehas and Merari, it says Biyad Moshe, but not here. So I think what Yonos and Abishit said, a beautiful word. Gershon, Kehas, and Merari replaced the firstborns in their job in the Mishkan. Levi and Kohanim placed it. So you might have thought that was all according to Moshe Rabbeinu. No, that's why by Gershon, who was the last of the three brothers, only say Al-Pi Hashem, because a Kaddish Baruch Hu, Hashem is trying to stress us, no, it's all for me. I decide that Gershon, Kehas, and Merari and Shevet Levi and Kohanim take over the job in the Mishkan from the Bechor. That's why it does not say Biyad Moshe. A sefer called Sholom Meshiv, I think he wrote a sefer called Divrei Shaul and Chumash. So he said, if you look, you're going to see him all brought korbanos. Right? But if you look, the first two are not in the order of how the tribes, how the Shvatim were born. First comes Nisano from Yehuda, and the next one is Yisachar. So Nachshon ben Aminadav is the first one. So it makes sense because he jumped in the Yamsuf before anyone else, before the sea was split, before Kriyas Yamsuf. So you're gonna ask, what about Yisachar, Netana ben Tzua? Because Yisachar represents Torah. And I think Pshat is what Hashem is telling us: when you're serving Hashem, you need Emunah and Torah. You need to have incredible Emunah. You have to have Emunah in Hashem and Shtai and learn and have the Torahic principles. And I'm going a little bit out of order, but what Moshe Feinstein's at Zal is another beautiful word. In Birchas Kohanim, we see in this week's Parsha Birchas Kohanim, and the first item we say after Birchas HaTorah, Yivrech Hashem Yishmecha, Yeh Hashem Panav Elecha V'chuneka, Yisah Hashem Panav Elecha V'yasem Lecha Shalom. We say Birchas Kohanim. So Moshe Feinstein's at Zal, why we do that? Because Yivrecha Hashem means Hashem should bless us with money, obviously enough to live comfortably. The Yishmoech Hashem should guard us, means he should constantly give us every single day. So Moshe Feinstein's asal. So why is that the first item we say after Birchas HaTorah? Zakwa Moshe Feinstein's asal. Because the first thing we have to know after Birchas HaTorah, that everything comes from Hashem. Nothing comes from our own hands. Hakol bidei shamayim. Everything's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everything's from Hashem. And we have to realize that you have to daven and constantly daven to Hashem that He should give and constantly give to you. I know a little bit out of order, but what Shimon Schwab Zatzal said, the Nazir, when he finishes his Nazirus, he brings the Shlamim and other Korbanos. But Shlamim has to be one day, one night. One day, one night, the Shlamim is burnt or eaten. Like the Korban Todah. Korban Todah was also one day, one night. So Shimon Schwab Zatzal said, why was the Shlamim done like that? Because it's to teach the Nazirus, it should be like the Korban Todah. You should be, Mr. Nazir, you should be showing gratitude. You should be saying thank you to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for giving you an incredibly uplifting moment of being a Nazir. You should thank Hashem that you're able to do Nazirus and you're able to reach that level, and you're able to get an exhilarating high moment of being a Nazir. I know I'm going a little bit elegant, but what Moshe Wolfson Schlitter from Borough Park, Brooklyn, said another beautiful word. He says if the husband does not bring truma to the Kohen, then his wife becomes a sota. So again, I think this is what Moshe Wolfson Schlitter said. I'm not sure, but I think this is what he said. Because he said if your husband is not going to be a giver, he's not going to give proper truma maser, then someone in your family is going to have to be a taker. And that's the sota. She's going to have to take, the water with Hashem's name, raising it, have to take off a shetel. If you're not going to be a giver, Hashem's going to make sure then you're a taker. Then, I know again, I'm out of order, but Rav Cinnamon, he has a shul in Brooklyn, I think in Flatbush, Brooklyn. He said another beautiful thought. It says, after the person's a Nazir, it says, Nazir yeshta yayin. The Nazir should drink wine. So what's pshat? So what Cinnamon said, in Judaism, we don't believe in hispasha. We don't believe in separation. We don't believe in separation from the world. Yes, there are tzaddikim and tzaddikas that do that, but that's only for individuals who are on incredibly high levels. But you speak to tzaddikim and tzaddikas, they will tell you, you'll tell an individual Jew not to do it. Sapsha Nazir Sheshir Yayin. We're telling the Nazir, now that Nazir is finished, drink the wine. Don't continue doing separation from this world. You were meant to drink wine. Not talking about 50 cups of beer. I'm talking about 50 cups of wine. I'm saying, you know, one or two cups, make a Kiddush and wine, make a Kiddush and Fiyantiv and wine, but drink the wine. Don't hold yourself back. Again, don't get drunk. Then the Divrei Shaul, again, that's a Shaul HaMeish. It's another beautiful word. It says, let's say the wife was found not to be a Sota, she was clean. So it said, if she didn't have children, she'll have children. If labor was hard enough, she'll have easy labor. Why these brachas? You know, she was nichshal and yichud. She was in a room with someone else other than her husband, alone in a room. That's yichud. Zak the Divrei Shaul. Because, you know, she was 1 second away from doing a big sin. 1 second away from doing a massive aveva. She held herself back. She held herself back. And because she held herself back, that's why she gets all this reward, because she held herself back. Then it says, if a person doesn't bring tshuva, his wife will become a sota. So the walag said, why is that? Because there's a concept of olu rasha olu shcheina. So being that your husband doesn't respect the Kohanim, doesn't respect the leaders of the Jewish people, your wife's not going to respect the leaders either, and it's not going to respect the Torah and the mitzvahs. And therefore, she's going to be nichshol and yichud, because she's going to learn from her husband. Just like her husband didn't do, you know, didn't bring tshuva to the Kohanim, so she's going to say, oh, I don't have to respect the laws of the Torah and mitzvah either, because he's not doing it, so I don't have to do it. Oy l'vasho l'shcheina. And while Mark Spivak, he lives in Far Rockaway, Queens, he said that's pshat aveva goes aveva. If you do, let's say Mr. Ruvain Plony does an aveva, does a sin, it's going to cause Shimon Plony to do a sin. Meaning the husband has to realize that when him not giving a tshuma to the Kohen, it's going to cause his wife and his family to do a sin. Aveva goes aveva. It just causes you to, you know, to it causes you to do an aveva. It doesn't stop, you know. Once and then I believe the Al Sheikh HaKadosh says, it says if a man or woman should become a nazir, you know, and it says yifle b'dvarav, you know, pella in their words, right? And then it tells us the lachas to become a nazir. So I believe the Al Sheikh HaKadosh asked an obvious question: why does it have to say that long language if a woman, a man, a woman should become a nazir? Just say a man, a woman become a nazir, and this is what they have to do as nazirus. Because you know why? Because the Torah is saying if a man or woman wants to become a nazir, that's a pella. That's an incredible high level of spirituality. That's an incredible high level of ruchnius. And we have to realize that. That's an incredible high level of ruchnius. Then I believe again the sholomation might be different. That's why it's a pella, you know. That's why the Torah gives a whole introduction to Nezivus to tell us what you're doing is incredible. Then I think the Divrei Shaul HaMeishiv, again, the Pai Sefer Divrei Shaul says, let's say someone steals from Moving Plony $50. So Torah tells us you're sinning against a Jew and you're sinning against Hashem. So what the Torah is telling us that when you do an aveva, when you sin against a fellow Jew, a fellow Yid, you're also sinning against a Kaddish Baruch Hu. You're also doing an aveva against Hashem. You know, it one goes with the other. It doesn't stop. I'm going to give you the names to daven for, please. If you can please daven for first Baruch Tzvi Ben Rivka Batya. Baruch Tzvi Ben Rivka Batya. He's very, very sick. Baruch Tzvi Ben Rivka Batya. If you can please daven for him. Then if you also daven for Shemayahu Yosef Nisim Ben Batya. Shemayahu Yosef Nisim Ben Batya. Shemayahu Yosef Nisim Ben Batya is also sick. Matisyahu Chaim Ben Ittel. Binyamin Ovadia Ben Esther. Moshe Dov Ben Fega Bracha. Hindel Bas Sawa Wachel. She's a little baby who's sick. Wachel Bas Ilana. Carmen Ben Chaya Blima. Shlomo Ben Sawa Aliza. Moshe Bender Ben Sivol, Moshe Avraham, Ben Sawa Aliza, I believe. Moshe Alexander Ben Sawa Aliza. Moshe Alexander Ben Sawa Aliza, I believe. Leo Pesha Basadina. Chaya Malka Bat Batsheva. Chaya Malka Bat Batsheva. Netanel Elon Ben Shena Sipoa. Netanel Elon Ben Shena Sipoa. Yukutiel Zaman Ben Sawa. Yukutiel Zaman Ben Sawa. Avam Yeshayahu ben Aviva. Avam Yeshayahu ben Aviva. Yehuda ben Shifa. Yehuda ben Shifa is also very sick. And if you can please daven for all of them, some of them are very, very sick, especially Baruch Tzvi and Rivka Batya. You can please daven for all of them, and we should all be dancing Mashiach this year, Bekavo. I'd like to wish everyone a Gevaldik Shabbos. Bye bye.